Welcome, Dr. Akua Ageman.
Hello. Good to be here.
Yes. We are now in week 8 of our Come Paleo With Me program.
Yes, we are.
Which is quite incredible.
Very incredible.
Because we're noticing the differences ourselves with us doing the paleo program as
well,
weight loss and the vitality and all of those things. But more importantly and equally as important is our patients that have been on the journey at different levels. So how is it from your perspective how we're tracking?
It's been, I mean, this is week 8 now that we're going into, and it's been really incredible. The patients really jumped on the bandwagon early. They really got involved. We were loading up the recipes and so on, and they were actually posting variations on recipes and so on, sharing their journey with each other. We got a chance early on in the game, as you know, to talk to patients about the struggles they were having with the experience. Some of them were undergoing carb withdrawal, fat withdrawal, really starting to cone down on what sort of behaviors they were having, that, and becoming really aware of how those behaviors played into their ill health, in a sense. One of the things that I found very interesting, also since I went through the experience with them and was able to share with them, is what it felt like to be, you know, giving up carbs completely.
And sugars,
carbs, you know, the usual stuff that I like to drink, and cutting down on coffee, etc. So it was nice to be able to share that journey with them and to share the insights with them and see how they supported each other. But for me, one of the big highlights of the Come Paleo With Me thing that we did is in month one, to already have people who've lost 3 kg. We've had people lose 12 plus kg, 5 centimeters around waistlines, etc. For them to really see that this actually makes a difference.
Yes.
What I wanted to show them was that it's not hard to do. It's small steps every day. You don't have to be out in the gym running yourself ragged. But, you know, being aware of just simple choices, little things, shifts, can actually make a difference. And I think that the feedback that I'm getting is that this is going to be something some people are really willing to stick to. There's also feedback from those that can't continue, but also that they are aware of why it is they are not able to continue. You know, the choices and the decisions they make about food. You know, it's funny, I have, you know, people coming to me saying, I've given up my 3-liter soda habit. And that's a diabetic who, because he's now aware of it, actually thinks about what choices he needs to make deliberately in his life. They may not be there yet. I didn't expect everybody else to be there, but at least they are having the conversation and developing that awareness for themselves and for their kids. And that's absolutely incredible.
Absolutely. Yeah. And for some people who've recently joined the Come Paleo With Me program, because word of mouth friends.
Exactly.
Some people are in week 1, week 2, which is great. So because this is a 24-week free program that we will continue to provide recipes.
Exactly.
People can still join at any time.
Exactly.
And experiment with the recipes, do one day, 2 day, 3 days, like step-by-step build up with paleo. So it's a great opportunity to make a huge difference in how chronic disease will not develop because of the food I eat.
And what I like about the program is, because it's a no-stress program, I want people to be able to confess what they can't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's the journey. That's what health coaching is about. It's about standing with them and saying, okay, let's talk about why you failed. Let's talk about what happened, what craving made you fall off the wagon, and then let's cycle back and get back onto it, or how do we stage it so that you're able to come off it easier, and to have those conversations with them. I think one of the things that patients are giving me a lot of feedback about that makes me really proud is that they don't feel judged. And that's important, that we realize that these are addictions that they have around food and around, and these are foods made to be addictive. You know, they hit all your pleasure centers, and they're made to be addictive, and it's difficult to give them up. So because I take the long view that we will get there in time, we just need to educate and make people aware and offer good alternatives and give them the same pleasure experience in food without taking that away, I think that over time, everybody's going to come to the table and be able to do that successfully.
And I know the paleo program that we're doing is linked to the essence of what Aim High is and why you're in medicine, and you look at that functional medicine different lens. So can you talk about where the essence of Aim High and where where Aim High is moving to and the change, and due to paleo, what's the future?
Well, I think that's when I started Aim High. That was the passion with which I came to Aim High and why I developed the company to begin with. Was having worked as a tertiary physician in hospitals and so on, I basically saw that what we were doing on the tail end of things wasn't working. We had people coming to hospital to die in failure with MIs, heart attacks, etc. And that's just not where health is.
No.
We're in the business of disease, not in the business of health. And so I took the position that we needed to move the coalface forward before people start getting ill and start to understand why these diseases are occurring. It's not enough to say that inflammation is the cause. We need to stop inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So I started delving into the why. And when I found those things, that's when I decided, okay, Aim High needed to come. So the very name of the company is that we aim high for patients. You know, it's we're here for to precipitate change for growth and empowerment of patients. And so that's what this company is about. So starting from August 1, we're going to be having a new shift, which is that we're moving fully into functional medicine and we're moving fully into integrative medicine. And this is going to be all about using integrative, known, verified therapies to treat patients and make sure that we can get them off medications. So I'm looking at fully integrating the functional medicine for pain, functional medicine for chronic disease, functional medicine for mood disorders, etc., and starting to treat people from the functional medicine lens only. So that's the shift that the company is making finally.
Which has been happening as we unfold more and more and people wanting to have that deeper conversation because, as I understand, functional medicine does get to the root cause. So you're looking for what's the reason for the inflammation in whatever the presentation is, but let's address what the imbalance is in the body.
Yes.
And that requires different tests
that
go to a much deeper level. To give the answers of how to choose the natural ways
to
bring the body back into
balance. Exactly. And there's data out there that has shown that this has worked for people with diabetes, it's worked for people with chronic disease, people with autoimmune disease. I think we just need to really fully bring it into practice. So that's where we're shifting to in at Aim High.
So essentially come August the 1st, Aim High is a specialty service that's offered to patients from the functional integrative medicine lens.
Yes, no more business as usual. When patients come to Aim High, we're going to be offering their functional medicine perspective only.
And that is a fee-based program because Medicare, it's not a bulk billed.
No,
it's not in the Medicare system, which keeps changing all the time.
Yeah.
And it's the tests are not... cover the depth of functional medicine.
Yes.
So, we'll be talking to everyone and letting everybody know those changes.
Yes, we are.
But exciting for health because it helps people to aim high.
Exactly.
Get to the bottom of things and prevent chronic disease naturally.
Yes.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.